Hey, and welcome to Moonicast, episode 12 for August 14th, 2006. And once again, I am MJ.
And I'm Stacy.
And
I get finally here again.
I know, I guess we should apologize for not having an episode for you guys in over a month. But even, I can't believe that in summer, we can't find time to do an episode within a month's time. It's really weird.
I know.
But I mean, like, you might have seen, or just today, I put up that I was on vacation for a week. So, but before that, we got
on vacation too.
Right. It's been really difficult to try and get something out.
I know.
No idea why.
Right. And we got. Oh, and then we were working on our other little thing at your house with Marissa.
Meg's house.
Meg's house.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I think we should do that as like a form exclusive.
Form exclusive?
Yeah,
okay.
So you have to join the form to get that thing.
But that'll be cool. More members then.
Yeah.
I have to try and even, I don't know what I'm going to do with it because it's such a big file.
Such a big file.
It's about 55 minutes long.
Yeah.
But it's really funny though because we just talk so randomly and. Yeah, if you're a forum member.
The piano too, and then.
Oh yeah, we got the piano going in the background. Stacy's music playing.
Oh yeah.
You're playing your own music.
Yep. All right.
I gotta practice my piano. I haven't done that since I haven't been here in a week. Yeah, but I just got new books, so I gotta do that. But.
So the challenge. We are extending that. Okay. We are extending that until September 1st, which will hopefully be our next episode, if not before.
Yeah, I hope before.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I mean, school starts for me on the 28th of August.
I know, me too.
Yeah, but... Yeah, we've only gotten, what is it, 2 3-inches?
Huh? Yeah,
for the challenge?
And just to, like, reinstate the challenge idea, it's a picture of you dressed in... like, something Sailor Moon, or holding Sailor Moon, or showing your support for Sailor
right.
Moon.
Right. Either that, or if you have some sort of shrine to Sailor Moon. I was thinking of that, too. If you have some sort of shrine dedicated to Sailor Moon, like Stacy has in her closet,
yeah, like
you can very
have, like,
well
all
send
the,
that in. Right.
You know, plushies, or dolls, or figurines, what are the other things called?
I don't know.
The model, you know, the...
Yeah, the figures.
Yeah.
Either that, or, you know, the, some... What's it? The things of the wands and whatnot.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The
role play, cosplay stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bringing that up. When I was in Baltimore, because I was in Baltimore before I was in Virginia, I don't know if you guys knew, but I don't remember what it was called, but it was a big anime convention. And I saw lots of people walking around dressed up as Naruto characters or... some other people, and it was just kind of freaking me out, because I get out at an Orioles game, and you just see all these people dressed up as anime characters and whatnot. There was some guy in line for Hooters with a Pikachu on his head.
Okay.
It was kind of creepy, but I love to walk around to see how many people were dressed up like this. There was one guy that had drawn all these tattoos all over his chest and his back and his arms and stuff. It actually looked real, but you could tell that it was drawn on, but it was pretty cool. And kind of freaky at the same time. And I was looking for Sailor Moon characters the whole time, but unfortunately I couldn't find any.
Okay, so I guess we should move on to our topic.
Yeah.
All right, so you can probably guess who we're doing.
Sailor Uranus.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's see.
Her real name is Haruka.
Right, yeah. Or... as they call her, Amara.
Amara,
but
yeah.
I don't usually refer to her as that because.
I mean, I've been getting over the past episodes, I've been getting confused over what her Japanese and English name was, but I don't know. I don't know what made me think that, but yeah, Haruka. Yes.
Okay, so she first appears in Sailor Moon S, the third season, not series.
Yes, I know, I'm sorry. Season. I'm sorry.
You didn't say anything. Okay,
and I think
she's supposedly around 17.
Mm-hmm.
Some places say she's 18, but she's...
Yeah.
In
the first episode that she appears in, she appears first to, Mina, or excuse me, Minako and Usagi in the arcade. And they, of course, think that she is a guy. A hunky guy.
Right.
But come to find out, that's not true. But yeah, if you don't know, yes, Haruka is a lesbian. Really. Truly. If you've only watched the
English.
Dubbed versions, yes.
In the English.
She might be cousins with Michelle, but no, she is a lesbian with Mishiru. So, right. I'm sorry. But, yeah. Anyway.
Right.
Just to bring that up, so we do clarify
see,
that.
See, that's because in the English, of course, it was supposed to be
a kid
towards
show.
Younger
Exactly. That's
children,
why they took out so many episodes.
I know.
And I'd really like to, even if they dubbed some of those episodes, I'd like to see those.
Right.
Since I haven't.
Let's see. So, yeah, we said she's often mistaken as a male.
Mm-hmm. But she loves to ride motorcycles.
Right.
And racing.
Mm-hmm.
Types of things like that. And she and Mishiru raise Hotaru.
Mm-hmm.
It was after Hotaru was reborn.
Right, in the Star Season. Along
in
with
in
them.
The Star Season?
Yeah.
It was at the end
of
Supers.
At the very
end of yeah.
Supers, and then, yeah.
And then into the Star Season,
mm-hmm.
where Hotaru grows rapidly back into
right.
Sailor Saturn. But she's also one of the Outer Senshi, you know, with Pluto and Neptune and
right, and then
Saturn.
The talismans, again.
Right, exactly,
as
to
we said
help
before.
Form the Holy Grail. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. About to cut this out.
Let's see. She lives in Tokyo.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean,
all right, okay. Her transformations are Uranus planet power makeup and Uranus crystal power makeup. Wow.
Wow, I know. It's stunning.
Brilliant.
Her attacks. It's mind-boggling. No, I'm just kidding.
World shaking. And then
I really had to mention this. I used to always think it was World Chicken.
Oh my god, so did I! Are you serious?
Yes!
Me and my sister have a joke about that. That's what she sounds like she says.
World Chicken. I never thought it was shaking until like a couple years ago.
Well, I found it online when I was looking
yeah.
for something. I was like, whoa, that's
I
what
know.
She said.
I always thought it was chicken. I was like, what does
that's
chicken
really
have to do?
Funny.
Chickens don't fly. I was like, yeah, sure, she's the air and wind sailor and everything, but why chicken? But
okay.
And then there's the space sword blaster, which is with the space sword, which is the talisman that
right.
helped form the Holy Grail.
And then space turbulence, which is in the manga only. Which
yep.
I don't remember.
And neither do I.
Okay.
Continuing on. Her colors are
blue
and
yellow.
In case she didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and as we said, she is the senshi of wind and air. What's interesting? Tell
us
more.
In 1998, Erwin released a line of senshi of the outer solar system dolls. Wait, of yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well before Sailor Moon S aired in North America, on the boxes of Sailor Uranus, she was given this
civilian
name Corinne.
I think it's supposed to be Corinne. I think that's how you say it, because
okay.
I have a friend named Corinne that's
okay.
spelled pretty similar to that.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, there's some weird trivia here, too. Haruka is able to drive a car and ride a motorcycle despite the age for earning a driver's license in Japan is 18.
Right.
So
even
I mean,
though some places do say she's 18.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, probably it's 7. I'm guessing it's 17,
mm-hmm.
since
yeah.
she is still she is a schoolgirl
right.
with the uniform and
yeah.
whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
She and Sailor Neptune also seem to own a helicopter.
Okay.
I don't even know if I've seen him in a helicopter.
No.
So that doesn't really make any sense.
Well, this is from Wikimoon, by the way.
Oh, Wikimoon, yes.
That's very cool.
Which
Did
we
post that before?
No, we haven't. We haven't used Wikimoon before. Well,
no.
No.
We're on there.
Yes, we are. Mooneycast is on there if you want to take a look. We'll add more later. Sailor Uranus and her partner Sailor Neptune are the only two senshi apart from Sailor Moon to be involved in a long-lasting relationship in the canon. And we know why. And there was this, I don't know if any of you have seen it, But I recently finished watching Stars a few weeks ago and whatnot. But there was an episode where Mishu was kind of flirting with Seiya, and that made me kind of hate her, even though that, what was it, even though she is a lesbian. But it just, I just didn't like it so much, because she's like, you want to help me unzip my dress? And then Haruka comes in, and she goes, what are you doing? And then, so Seiya leaves, because Haruka didn't like Seiya.
So. Yeah.
I don't know, I just brought that up. Really random.
Okay.
Sailor so Uranus and Sailor Neptune were said to be in the Cloverway dub of Sailor Moon, causing a stir and jokes of to be cousins. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
We already mentioned that, but I messed that up. Anyway, and we already said that one. And when the voice actors of Haruka and Mishu asked Naoko how to portray the voices, they were told to act like a married couple. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Yep, but not much. Yes, there is more.
All right.
Or not.
Her birthday is January 27th.
Astrological sign is Aquarius. Is that supposed to say that I'm supposed to be a lesbian? Gosh, no. I'm just kidding. No. Okay. I'm just kidding.
All
right. Yeah. Her blood type
Anyone
is B.
Anyone can be a lesbian.
Her hobby is racing. Yeah, but I don't want to be a lesbian. We're not turning this into a lesbian talk. It might end up being the same way in the next episode.
And we don't have anything against lesbians, by the way.
But I don't want to be one. Because I'm not.
MJ doesn't want to be one.
No.
Okay, anyways. All right, okay.
Favorite class is physical education. Her favorite color is gold. Least favorite class, modern language arts. Favorite food, salad. Least favorite food, natto? Natto?
She hopes to go to heaven.
Aww. Habit?
She pouts.
Wait, she pouts? Pouts. She gets angry, I know that. She might have some anger management problems. Her special skill. Yeah, I know. Her special right. skill okay. is snobbish remarks.
She has trouble with men.
Wow. Like wow. Seiya. And favorite stone is amber. So.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. What else?
I don't know. Is there another one?
Her dream, of course, is to be a racer.
I think we said that. I don't know.
It's not.
Oh, and she is one of the strongest scouts, at least next to Sailor Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
She's very athletic. She enjoys running marathons to keep in shape. Haruka also enjoys sport cars and playing the piano. She plays the piano?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I knew Michelle.
We really seem to be blanking out today.
I know.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah. But she has trouble with confessing as well.
That makes sense.
I think that... Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it. Okay,
yep.
Now, the... We haven't really been covering who plays the voice actors, who plays the characters in the anime.
But, I mean... So, we're gonna cover them, but is it gonna be the dubbed versions, are you saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Because it's hard to find information... And I can't pronounce the names. So
exactly, please. Yes. We might do some of the PGSM people at some point, just because, to do a special. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But anyway, so Stacey will read about...
Yes, Sarah...
Sarah LaFleur.
LaFleur, okay.
LaFleur. Fleur is Fleur is French for flower, if you didn't know that.
Wow.
I know. I was in French class, and my French teacher just kind of mentioned it, but I'm taking Spanish, not French.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, so read about Sarah.
All right. She's a Canadian-born actor, and almost all of the actors on Sailor Moon are Canadian-born, which is kind of interesting.
Really, eh?
But she was on Grey's Anatomy and Night Stalker and CSI New York.
Then I want to see her. What is she?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was on Shall We Dance?
Yeah.
I watched that recently. I don't know who she was on there, but...
Yeah.
Playmakers, Master Spy, The Robert Hansen Story, Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict, Daydream Believers, The Monkey Story...
And as the voice of Sailor Uranus!
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Sarah was part of the year 2000. Yeah, a part of the year 2000 cast of History Bites on History Channel, nominated for a Gemini Award in the Best Performance by an Ensemble Cast in a Music Variety Program category. Yes. Got to speak.
Actually, she's probably one of the most famous voice actors from Sailor Moon. Most of them have just done the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I don't know if she's a regular in Grey's Anatomy. We should probably check that out.
Yeah, I know.
She was just a guest star or something.
Right.
I mean, I didn't even see all of Shall We Dance, so I don't know about that. I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy, though.
Yeah, I don't watch that either.
No. I've watched ER, but not Grey's Anatomy. I watched Medium, too, which I'm going to watch tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Keep getting off topic. But anyway, in the start season, when she is Sailor Uranus and they're fighting, or they're against Galaxia, and it's in the final, I think it's in the final six or five episodes, she and Mishru as Sailor Neptune, they give themselves over to Galaxia, in case you didn't know this, or Galaxia. Just because they think, well, it might be better, or something like that. But so they give themselves up, and they
but
are.
Don't they end up killing?
They end up killing Pluto Saturn. Yeah, yeah. But they ended up to be faking it, and they try to turn on Galaxia, but she ends up having no star seed, so they can't destroy her.
And the bracelets.
Right. So they crack the bracelets.
Galaxia and then they return to life like the rest of them.
In the final episode. I know.
Yeah.
Except for the second one. Because that was Sailor Moon. Anyway, we might have to redo Sailor Moon because we were kind of...
Didn't know.
We did really sparse stuff on her.
I know. Well, have you listened to our old episodes?
I absolutely hate to.
I was, like, laughing reading the transcripts.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I can't believe we said that.
But don't we only have the part of episode one? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So I think that concludes Sailor Uranus.
Yep. All right. So now, in the next segment.
We are going to do a question and answer thing, which was suggested. Yes,
a
thing.
A question and answer thing.
Thing, yes. I don't know, segment?
Fabulous name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was suggested by a small lady on the forum to be done by me, but I kind of explained that I think it might be better if it was both Stacy and myself, so we could get more of an answer and bring up more detail and whatnot.
Yeah. So tell us what you think of this segment. This is like a test.
Yeah,
sort
it's kind of
thing.
A tester. I'm thinking, because I don't have a top 10 list for this week, so I'm thinking that maybe we'll switch out the top 10 list and questions. But you can tell us what you think after we're done with it. But I'd like you guys to send in some questions that we could do on the segment. Either that or we'll just have to hunt around like we did today to find something that was kind of relating to our topic.
All right, so Small Lady's question is, who exactly is Chibi Chibi? How did she get there? And where is it she was supposed to be from?
Well, Chibi Chibi is,
Sailor Cosmos and...
Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
is Sailor Moon from the future. Because she went back to the past to help that Sailor Moon. It's confusing. I hate
it's
talking about
confusing.
Time.
I
hate talking about time traveling. But, yeah, so she's the future Sailor Moon that went to the present Sailor Moon, I guess we could say, to help her defeat Galaxia and Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But she disguised herself as Chibi Chibi.
As, like, 3 or 4 year old.
Yeah, I think
about.
Two or three.
Yeah. Who can only say Chibi Chibi?
Chibi Chibi. Well, no, she could say more. Because you haven't watched Star. She does say a little more.
She
really does is just repeat what everybody else says.
Oh, that's right, because that was in the manga, too.
Mm-hmm.
That she could repeat, what other people say.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess, and also part of the question with how does she get there, I'm guessing
she came in with that umbrella thing. She fell from
the
sky,
basically.
Yeah, she
fell
basically.
From the sky.
That's technically where... But how she got there...
No, I'm thinking it's basically, like, Chibiusa got back to the past. It's, mm-hmm. It must be something similar to the time
with
key.
Time travel.
Right, but, or use the time gate or something.
And where is she supposed to be from? Well, obviously, the future.
Right, from the future, exactly. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, she brainwashed them once, her family once again to believe that it would, in this anime, she did brainwash them to think that Chibi-Chibi was Usagi's sister.
Right. And then in the manga,
I don't remember what it was.
I think it was just, like, it must have been or something, because I know, Serena's mom already knew. It's like, oh, don't you remember Chibi-Chibi?
Well, I mean, that was kind of with Chibiusa, like, you know, with...
Right, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can check. Let's see. Keep going. And going. Wait, that's Darien dying. That's pretty sad. And it is in the first one. Yeah, it's in the first one.
Yeah.
Don't know where. And to keep going. I'm sorry if this is really boring. But you listen to our questions, so you can fast forward through this if you want. And there's Starlight.
All right, well, just, I don't know. Just forget it. We'll discuss more about Chibi-Chibi.
Oh, wait, here's Chibi-Chibi.
What? Okay.
Hang on.
Okay, yeah, and Serena didn't know who she was.
Yeah. God, don't you remember your own sister? Okay, yeah. So yeah. She does also portrays herself as...
Right.
Usagi's sister. And obviously, throughout the series, everyone did think that Chibi-Chibi resembled Usagi so much. Mm-hmm. Like, they even, in the anime, they even visited this one guy where she got that porcelain doll. I think it was that guy who said that they had such a similar glow around them, and he'd never seen something like that before. But anyway, so I think that covers the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll discuss more of Chibi-Chibi in the next part. Thing.
Yes, part four. We're in part three right now.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be, one of the episodes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So next question is, Chibiusa outer or inner senshi?
Well, I mean, we had just seen recently that outer and inner were developed by the fans.
Right.
There is no...
Naoko Takeuchi did not develop.
Right, because it wouldn't even really make sense, because you might say that even Jupiter would be an outer senshi. They just, even though she is called by the fans as an inner senshi, mm-hmm. Because she does appear first. So, it's kind of hard to... You might call her an inner senshi.
Mm-hmm. And everyone does.
Exactly.
But it could have been grouped differently.
Right, because, well, one, she comes from the moon because she is Sailor Moon's daughter. And then, but... I mean, they might also say that she'd be an outer senshi because
she appeared later.
Exactly. And that's basically how the fans like to group them.
Right. So technically, she's neither.
But I mean, if you were saying that, well, but you.
I almost
you don't
consider
even...
her. For me, I always considered her outer because it was like Sailor Moon was like the main of the inner and then. But I mean, it's how you choose to group it, really.
But I don't even think of Sailor Moon as an inner senshi. I really don't. I think as you know, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Venus as inner, and then the rest is outer. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Chibiusa per se. Just because
four and four.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. she's not a planet, or because she doesn't guard a planet. It's the moon, and also because she is per se the leader. Even though, you know, Venus is said to be the leader and everything, but...
Right.
I just don't know. I don't think she's either. But if you... Okay, if we were to say that she was one of them, what would you say?
I don't know. What would you say?
Well, you're not supposed to say do that.
I would say outer. Just and for me.
Yeah, I guess I would say outer, too.
I would say outer.
Just because how the fans group them.
Right.
And the final question, which I find pretty interesting, is were the planets populated by people other than their guardians? Well, I mean, if you think about it, the moon was populated by other people.
Right.
Because they had the moon kingdom. And why would you have, like, you know, Mercury? She's Princess Mercury on there. So why not have other people on mm-hmm. the planet to govern? It's like, would you live there in solitude?
Right.
In a kingdom that's supposed to be there.
I always thought there would be other people. Maybe, like, I don't know. I guess not a lot of other people, but...
But I've seen illustrations, like one with Sailor Mercury where she's, like, in a palace or whatnot and around some lake or whatnot, but I never see any
right, subjects you usually or, don't see any yeah, other people.
But there's also... They're at the Moon Kingdom most of the time because they watch over Princess Serenity. So, you... It's kind of hard to...
In a way, you almost would think only the Moon Kingdom is populated, but right. then, I don't know.
If they are the princess of wherever, then they...
I would think at least they would have, you know, like, guards and relatives, like...
Exactly.
Well, you know, I don't know what I...
Like, I've heard in some fan fictions and whatnot that right. they have mm-hmm. they have male
exactly.
guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even Mars has her own guardian. She has Phobos and Deimos.
Mm-hmm.
So, that might give you some reason to yeah. believe that there are.
But I believe the Moon Kingdom is, like, really popular.
Exactly, exactly. Because mm-hmm. you see it in the first episodes.
Right.
And the episodes where they recollect back on their days. Because, you know, they have the parties and whatnot. And they even said when the Moon Kingdom was destroyed that everybody was killed. And it wouldn't just be the scouts.
Right.
And... Mm-hmm. Right, and Serena and her mother, and the cats. But the cats lived. And so did everyone else, except for Queen Serenity. So.
Yep.
I think that covers the question.
Covers our question and answer thingy.
I'm sorry, Q&A. Well, Molly said Q&A with MJ, but it's Q&A with MJ plus Stacy.
Okay.
And plus whoever might be here.
True.
Right. But, yeah, as we said, send in your other questions. We might do... I think we do somewhere between 3 or more questions
right.
per time that we mm-hmm. do this, just depending on how long our answer might be.
Right.
And how in-depth we could get it in. So, I think that'd be really fun. If you give us something, you know, to think about like this, that stuff's so like, I wonder if... But, you know, it's not just something that you can look it up somewhere. Something that really makes us ponder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Not just like, oh, what's Usagi's English name? I'm sorry,
yeah,
people.
Please give
don't,
us something
no.
like just that like could the be discussed.
Like
the,
right.
Yeah.
Like the planet's populated.
Like
something
maybe
that hasn't
something
really
that doesn't
been proved.
Have a definite answer, exactly.
Right, that hasn't been proved, but something that we can try and figure out. So.
Alright. Next segment.
Which would be you.
Right.
And I'll let you be City.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Silly Stacy. Silly Stacy. Silly Stacy. Silly Stacy. Yeah.
Yes, and welcome to yet another episode of The Silly Sounds with the Stacy. Yes, so now I have a new theme song performed by MJ. Yes, and that is the Silly Sounds theme song. Yes. Okay, so we have a lot of requests for the Silly Sounds this week, and our very first Silly Sound is Bubbles by Sailor Venus on Zerform. Yes. So, there are two different kinds of bubbles. There is the bubble that goes pop. You know, and the soap bubbles, you know, when you take a nice hot bath, yes, in the bathroom, in your house, or somewhere else, or, well, okay, anyways. So, yes, the soap bubbles, or, you know, maybe you'd like to go outside and take one of those little containers, and they have the little circle things, and you take it out, and you blow, and the little bubbles come out, yes. Any kind of bubbles like that, just not the other bubbles. Anyways, so those bubbles go pop, pop, pop. And if they don't pop and they stay, well, then they don't make any sound. I guess, I think. Okay, well, so the next bubbles is the bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. So anyways, that bubbles has a high squeaky voice. And stuff, and she doesn't go pop. No. Okay. Well, anyways. So she goes... I am Kissy Stacy, Buttercup.
I know. I'm just so amazing. I sound just like Bubbles. No, I can't lie. I can't make the Bubbles sound. It is... I'm not good at it, and I tried it, and MJ tried it, and we both tried it, and it just didn't work. So, I just used a little Bubbles figurine, and that is the noise it made, because I can't make the Bubbles noise. Oh well. Well, anyways, so, the next silly sound on the list was requested by both Darian 1616 and Sailor Eternity. Yes. They said I should do a cat. And I will do a cat now.
Meow.
Yes, that is a cat. Yes. Okay. Well, so great. Next, Sailor Eternity requested a goat. Well, I didn't know what sound a goat made, so I had to look it up on YouTube. YouTube is a very fun place, too. They have literally everything. Okay, so now I make the goat sound. Meh. That kind of sounds like a sheep. Only sheeps go, bah. Can't remember if I did a sheep before.
Yes,
MJ says I did do a sheep. Okay. Well, anyways, now I did a sheep again. So anyways, that is the end of the Silly Sounds with Stacy. And I am Stacy, and I guess that's it. Okay, that is the end of Silly Sounds with Stacy. Bye-bye.
Silly Stacy.
Well, great job with Bubbles.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on to our class, Japanese 101. Surprise! Pop quiz time! Yes, yeah, so today is our pop quiz, so you better be prepared.
Where's your accent?
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is our pop quiz, so you all better be prepared. Do you want to administer the quiz?
Sure.
I say I administer the quiz. You give the A, B, or C.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, sumimasen is
A, you're welcome, B, sorry, or C, excuse me.
Two, jushi is
A, 10, B, 14, or C, 19.
Three, kanshoku is
A, breakfast, B, a snack, or C, dinner.
Number four, kisu shite moai is
A, can I kiss you? B, kiss me? Or C, you're great?
And number five, kudasai is
A, please and that's asking, or B, please and that's offering.
So, that is our quiz, our pop quiz.
Yes.
So, send in your answers. Let's see if you all were paying attention. And that should be it.
Right.
Yeah, so we're not doing much for Japanese 101 today.
Yeah.
No.
Well, but, I mean, even if you don't know the answers and you go and look them up and send it to us, which...
Don't tell them that.
Guessing most of you will, no. But don't do it.
Try not to do it.
It's a good challenge.
It's a pop quiz. If you studied it, then...
You should know it.
Yeah, exactly. If you pay that much attention, you should know the Japanese that we've taught you.
Yes, because we're just great teachers.
We are amazing senseis.
I know. We don't even know how to pronounce some of the words.
Oh, pronunciation, yes. Some of them are a little difficult, and we have to work it out for ourselves, but we work it out in the end.
Yes, we do. All right. Yes. So, music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just saw today, before we finished recording, that Sailor V4 on the forum. Requested us to do My Only Love.
And not us singing it.
Yeah, not us singing it. Just
that
because...
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, they hadn't heard it.
But...
The original.
Right.
Which is kind of difficult to believe, because normally everybody has. But, no offense, we are playing it for you. Just for the people of that.
MJ, you're being so offensive to people today.
No, wait, where is that? Where is that? Oh, wait, here it is. Okay. Fuyukai na omoi o sasedaku arimasen. I don't want to offend you.
Ha. Sure.
That's what it said. That's what I just said.
I know that's what you just said. All right, okay.
You heard me. Okay.
So, yeah. Moving on.
But we don't want to offend any of you. Moving on. Okay, no. I'm going to...
MJ, just
stop. Okay, just fine. Stop. All right.
Okay. All right, okay. So, yeah, now we're moving on to music.
Which we said.
Right. Let's go. Okay, well, that concludes episode number 12.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, send in stuff that we've asked you to send in. Like for the challenges and the questions for the Q&A and top 10s, since obviously I didn't have one this week. Anyway, and...
Are you
and,
okay?
Yes, I'm just fine. And then Silly Stacy sounds...
Yeah. Oh, you can send that too.
And voicemail and
maybe shout outs. I know we haven't had a shout out in a long time.
We still need shout outs, people.
Bug.
Another bug. What is that? Oh, okay. That's not blooper reel material.
It was a nasty bug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Blooper reel material. But I smushed it with my finger.
You know. Also for the Q&A, if you could also send in voicemails. You recording the question
cool
that she said. Yeah. We'd like to receive some questions for you guys as voicemails.
Yeah.
Either asking about the show or asking about Sailor Moon in general so we can do it on the Q&A. The Q&A, it sounds like a talk show.
Q&A.
The Q&A.
With MJ.
Plus Stacy.
Plus Stacy.
The Q&A. That's pretty cool.
Anyway,
so I think
that's
all.
Thank you, Small Lady.
Yes, thank you, Small Lady. Did I say the iTunes thing? No, I didn't. I didn't say the iTunes thing.
What is the iTunes thing?
The thing that I mentioned to you on the phone.
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't talk about it. I remember that now. Anyway, this is another thing. No, this was by Matanda. That's right. Matanda had a suggestion for a challenge, but I just think this is something we should do in general. But she suggested that we... that we send in requests to the people at iTunes to put up Sailor Moon on iTunes.
Okay. I can't remember what you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think she was more of saying that we request the video or the episodes and
right.
whatnot. Because she said that she herself has already
post the any of the Sailor Moon episodes on the forum that I converted into iPod format? I'll post at least.
You
still
the have to give
one.
Those to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah. So, send in your request to iTunes and ask them for the episodes on there. I think that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way for us
right.
to, finally see the show again, and obviously not quite as much as what it would be as buying all the DVDs.
Right.
Because
the videos are $2
exactly
a piece, so yeah.
And I mean, you could also request the music if you wanted to. Can. I'm not saying don't. I mean, it's just that we might want the show more than the music
yeah.
per se. But the music might help for us to find some stuff to put on the show.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So we can have
a wider selection
of
music
and stuff to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. So I guess that's pretty much it.
That
oh, right. Mm-hmm. For silly sounds, you can send them to xxsillie, S-I-L-L-I-E, Stacy. Hopefully you know how to spell that. I-E. xx@am.com.
And
is yours set up yet?
Mine should be. Yeah, mine's set up. We
all
set
right.
it up at the
okay.
same time. Is it 3?
Yes.
Yes. It's MJ Madness 3 at AIM.com. And there you can send us, there you can send me requests for the Q&A, the top 10, and through either one, you can do music requests. And we'll
right.
try and check
or
those
we'll
frequently.
send like general stuff to the Moonies Forum admin
right.
and then
obviously.
Send mm-hmm. Stacy questions or, you know, if you just want to say, Stacy, I love you so much, or MJ, I love you so much, and, you know, send it to.
That'd make us feel really happy
yes.
inside.
It can be our
fan mail place.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, I guess that concludes this episode.
Was I going to mention
not?
Something? I didn't. The Frapper thingy. Did I ever mention that?
No, I don't think so.
Because I mentioned it on the forum. But I think it'd be really cool. I have to remember the
We'll post that in the...
We'll post it in the web. But it's just a fun thing to realize where all of our listeners are throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that we have a few people in some certain areas. Like, we know we have some people in Australia
and Japan.
Europe. And
do we have any in Japan?
I think we have, like, two. Yeah.
One or two in Japan.
If not, let us know. You can put it
yeah.
up on Frapper and we can
mm-hmm.
see. But yeah, we'll post the
URL in the
URL,
show notes.
Yes.
Now we're 45 minutes, so we should probably.
Oh, come on. Give me a break,
yeah,
Stacy.
Yeah, but we have to upload it and we don't have that. Well, we might not have that bandwidth problem anymore now that we don't have episodes as frequently.
Exactly.
But
we should. We were making them more frequently when we had school.
I know. Does that make any sense? Well, it's because, I don't know.
We were sick. We were on vacation.
Yeah. Tons of stuff. Anyways, all right. So, guess that's
that,
it.
That should be it.
All right. Well, this is the end.
Yes.
All right. And I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
And we're out.